Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Qualitative Research for Practical Theology by Safariwam Baleka, with David K. Penno, Pavel Zubkov, and Peter Sinkala, is an academic methods guide for researchers working at the intersection of practical theology and qualitative inquiry. Its central purpose is to show how careful study of lived experience can serve theological reflection, ministry practice, and dissertation-level research without weakening methodological rigor. The book positions qualitative research as especially suitable for practical theology because both fields attend to meaning, context, human experience, and interpretive understanding. Rather than treating research methods as a purely technical exercise, it frames them as tools for examining real communities, ministry settings, and faith-related practices with ethical care. The volume is designed for graduate and doctoral students, beginning researchers, and experienced scholars who need a structured but accessible guide to conceptualizing a study, gathering data, analyzing findings, interpreting meaning, and presenting results in a form useful for theological practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, qualitative inquiry as a natural partner for practical theology. A central contribution of the book is its argument that qualitative research is not merely compatible with practical theology, but especially well-suited to it. Practical theology often begins with concrete human situations: ministry, worship, pastoral care, mission, community life, education, and spiritual practice. Qualitative methods also begin with human situations, asking how people understand experiences, relationships, beliefs, and practices within specific contexts. This shared concern with meaning gives the book a coherent foundation. The authors present qualitative research as a disciplined way to listen to lived experience while still allowing theological reflection to ask normative and interpretive questions. This matters because practical theology can become abstract if it is detached from actual communities, while empirical research can become thin if it ignores religious meaning. The book, therefore, bridges social science and theology by treating data not as a replacement for theological reasoning, but as a resource for better understanding the realities to which theology responds. Secondly, a step-by-step research process from idea to final report. The book is structured around the practical needs of researchers who must move from an initial interest to a completed qualitative study. It emphasizes the full research process, conceptualizing the study, shaping a research problem, selecting an appropriate qualitative approach, collecting data, analyzing patterns, interpreting meaning, and reporting results. This procedural orientation is important for students in practical theology because many enter research with strong ministry concerns but limited training in empirical design. The book helps translate a broad concern, such as understanding a congregation, pastoral practice, or faith community, into a researchable project. Its value lies in showing that qualitative research depends on sequence and alignment. The research question, participant selection, data sources, analytic method, and final presentation must fit together. By giving attention to each stage, the book reduces the risk of treating qualitative work as informal conversation or anecdotal reflection. It frames qualitative inquiry as a disciplined process that can support credible theological and practical conclusions. Thirdly, multiple data sources for multidimensional understanding. The volume stresses the importance of drawing on more than one source of evidence when exploring complex practical theology questions. Ministry and faith-based settings are rarely simple, so a single interview or observation may not capture the range of meanings present in a community. The book highlights the flexibility of qualitative research in working with interviews, observations, documents, field notes, and other context-sensitive materials when appropriate to a project. This multidimensional approach supports credibility because it allows the researcher to compare perspectives, notice consistencies, and identify tensions. In practical theology, such triangulation is especially useful because religious experience includes spoken belief, embodied practice, communal patterns, and institutional setting. A participant may describe faith in one way, while communal practice reveals additional layers. By encouraging multiple data sources, the book pushes researchers beyond quick conclusions and toward richer interpretation. The result is research that can better inform ministry decisions, theological reflection, and contextual understanding. Fourthly, ethical and culturally sensitive research in faith communities. Ethics receives significant attention because qualitative research and practical theology often involves personal stories, spiritual experiences, pastoral relationships, and vulnerable communities. The book treats ethics as more than formal approval or consent paperwork. It points toward respectful participant engagement, careful handling of information, and sensitivity to the power dynamics that may exist between researcher and community. This is especially relevant when a researcher studies a congregation, ministry setting, or cultural group where trust and identity are deeply involved. The book also stands out for its awareness of cultural context, including the need to move beyond assumptions shaped only by Western academic norms. In Asian and global contexts, expectations around authority, privacy, communication, family, and religious belonging may differ. Ethical research must therefore be attentive not only to universal principles, but also to local practices and meanings. This emphasis helps practical theologians avoid imposing outside categories too quickly and encourages research that honors the dignity and context of participants. Lastly, dissertation and project writing support for theological researchers. Another practical emphasis of the book is the movement from research activity to research writing. Graduate and doctoral students often struggle not only with collecting and analyzing data, but also with presenting the study in a clear academic form. The book addresses this problem by providing guidance and exemplars for parts of research papers, dissertations, and projects. This focus is important because qualitative findings can lose force if the final report lacks organization, methodological transparency, or connection to the research question. In practical theology, writing also has to do more than summarize data. It must explain how findings matter for ministry, theological understanding, or community practice. The book helps researchers think about reporting as a disciplined act of interpretation. It encourages clarity about methods, evidence, themes, and implications. By supporting the writing stage, the volume becomes more than a methods overview. It functions as a companion for completing research that can be evaluated academically and used practically. In conclusion, qualitative research for practical theology is best suited for graduate and doctoral students, seminary researchers, ministry practitioners completing research projects, and scholars who want to connect empirical inquiry with theological reflection. Readers who already know practical theology but lack training in qualitative methods will benefit from its ordered presentation of the research process. Readers who know qualitative methods but are less familiar with theological inquiry will find a clear explanation of why lived experience, interpretation, and ministry context matter for practical theology. Its practical benefit is that it helps researchers design studies that are coherent, ethical, culturally aware, and useful beyond the classroom. Its intellectual benefit is the way it treats social science methods and theological reflection as mutually informative rather than competing modes of knowledge. Compared with general qualitative research manuals, the book stands out because it is targeted to Christian and practical theology contexts, including dissertation writing and ministry application. Compared with more abstract theological method texts, it offers concrete guidance for data collection, analysis, interpretation, and reporting. Its distinctive value is this combination of methodological clarity, theological purpose, and attention to cultural context, especially for researchers working in global or non-Western settings. If you would like to support Seferiwa Mbeleka, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.